It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's Tuesday, a little after 9 here on a rainy day. But Tuesday always brings some garden line to bring some cheer and sunshine to your day. So no matter what it looks like outside that window, we're not going to think about it. We're going to think sunshiny thoughts, flowers springing from the ground, and a luscious lawn for you to run in. And who else to ask your questions to? But the very own Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike. I gave you a second
good
there.
Good morning. That was very poetic. That was very nice.
Oh, I'm ready for today.
The luscious lawn in the rain. I mean, goodness, that was great.
This rain is going to bring some lusciousness to our lawns.
Well, there's no question. And it's not. It won't quit. It just won't quit. It looks like we're in for it today. Maybe in for it some tomorrow. But I did watch Channel 3 news this morning. And they promised us a beautiful weekend.
They Sunshine. Better bring us some good news.
that's a fact. That's a fact. That has nothing to do with weather or gardening either, right? We just need some good news. No doubt about it. But anyway, no, it is. I mean, it rained. I thought it was kind of over. I was watching the radar. It looked like it was maybe not over, but we had a break. But my goodness, driving into the studio, there we go.
It's too legit to quit today.
Well said. Now, but from a gardening standpoint, there are some things. Well, let's don't be negative, but there are some things you should not do. One, you can't sneak out between these rains and mow your yard. Don't do it. You should never mow a wet yard. That's just wrong. It will clog up your lawnmower. It doesn't cut it right. You just don't want to do that. You don't want to sneak out between these rains and spray weed killer on your yard, especially post-emergence. If you've got some dollar weed that are driving you nuts and you really want to spray them, don't do it if there's a chance of rain, because what that does, it takes that weed killer and it washes it off the weed and it just doesn't do any good.
One
other thing you shouldn't do, never spray for brown patch fungus on your St. Augustine, which is all over the place this time of year, because you need 48 hours dry. We hadn't had 48 hours dry, Jenna, since I think 2020. I'll tell you, it's just been an amazing rain and rain and rain. But seriously, there's no sense. You're wasting your money if you get out there and start spraying for fungus if it looks like it's going to rain in the next couple of days. So you simply don't want to do that. So what that's going to do, this rain is going to make our lawn put on some growth, so we're still having some warmer temperatures. And then when the rain is over, try your best not to cut off more than a third of that blade of grass, even though you've got this lush lawn to mow.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of ways we need to react to this rain, but one of them is just sit tight and wait, because there's so many fall activities we can do, but you can't do them in the rain. Just simple as that.
Maybe tend to your house plants today.
Wow, that's a great
idea. Oh, my goodness. Who is this back here? What is this lady doing?
This lady knows what she's doing. She's amazing. She's just amazing.
Oh, hey, you know actually who's amazing? Our listeners. And please, we want to hear from you today. 850-437-1620. I have to tell you, I bought the most phenomenal aloe vera plant.
Oh, did you?
I found one for like $4.50. And I'm talking, it's already a foot tall.
There you go.
And I just bought it the other day. I saw it. And of course, like, I like to go to the market, Palo Fox Market, and
right.
support all of the independent farmers there. So I was able to find some new mums because the cheap mums I bought, they died. They died within a day of buying them.
Really? That's too soon. That's too soon. We talked last week about buying mums. When you buy mums, obviously buy it when the blooms are tight so you have to enjoy all the color to come. But they should last longer than that.
Yeah, so let's just everybody encourage me and let me know it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. One thing you have to be careful, if you don't take them out of the pot, which I don't, I just take the mum pot and all and put it in a decorative pot, put a little mulch around it, and enjoy it until all the blooms are gone, then I throw them away. But you've got to be careful to keep them watered. I find that if you keep them in their original pot, they're probably a little root bound anyway, and they're going to dry out so fast. So just watch that foliage. It'll tell you that foliage will start to wilt, and so get that water back on there. So
okay.
Keep them watered while you're enjoying them. And
I'm going to transplant the ones I just got into something bigger because they're already starting to bloom within a couple of days, and I've been watering them every day or putting them out in the rain for a few minutes.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, that's good advice. I also saw at a local market that they have a ton of, man, what are they called? Are they called crotons?
Crotons, yes.
But
which are one of my favorite plants for the fall, simply because the leaves have that fall color. I just think they're great to put out in the fall. And, of course, I have some that I plant in the early spring, and they've gotten so big in the pot. They're just really, really beautiful at this point. I do everything in my power to keep them alive in the winter. But that's hard to do. Mine are in pots I can't move. They're too big. And so I try to wrap them with a sheet and all of that. But last year, even though we had a mild winter, they didn't last. I had to replace them this year.
Okay. They're
very tropical.
Very tropical. Okay, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr here hanging out with Mike Wiggins. It's the Garden Line. We want to hear from you. Okay, here's a question for you, Mike. Right off the bat, we're getting deep. It's time. How do you kill a crepe myrtle? On purpose? I don't know, but how do you kill a crepe myrtle? Is this a riddle? This is the actual question. I'm just relaying the message.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't know why one would want to kill it.
I know your face is precious.
Well, I really don't. I think, if you want to get rid of it, you are going to have to get roots and all out of that area. You really are, which is tough if it's a big crepe myrtle, because you can cut it down to the ground and it's going to come back. You're going to have it coming back from the root system. There's no question about it. Now, there are some ways to do it. Some people will take, and I've heard this over the years, will take an axe or whatever and kind of cut around, let's say a foot off the ground, big slits into the tree, and use some of your brush killer to try to kill it that way. But if it's a real mature, tall crepe myrtle, you may have to get a tree surgeon or a couple of folks with real strong backs and dig that whole thing out. I'm not sure I would spend a lot of money on chemicals to kill it. You could always cut it all the way to the ground and use that same brush killer as a stump killer and try to kill it that way. But crepe myrtle, of all plants, has such a strong root system that I think you're going to have problems along the way without just biting the bullet and try to get roots and all of that tree out of there.
I would like to talk to a tree doctor because I've been thinking about, we've talked this before, getting rid of the magnolias without killing them. I don't want to kill any of the trees. Poison ivy, you got to go. Sorry,
right.
You're going to go.
Right. But
weeds.
There comes a point when you have a plant or a tree, especially, that is so big that moving it is just not a viable solution.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of your tree guys will have what they used to call, this is a trade, a Vermeer tree spade, which is a huge piece of equipment that digs these trees, root ball and all.
Yes,
and
I know what you're talking
and
about.
And takes them somewhere else. That is one of your tree surgeons in Pensacola will be able to guide you in that direction if you want to save that tree. But even at that, moving a big tree like that is sometimes problematic because you just are not going to get all the roots. They go way out, mm-hmm. way out from the trunk of the tree, and you're never going to get them all. So that tree, is, unless it's done in a very professional manner, is going to go through a shock and many times won't make it. But that's what, if you want to save a tree, like your magnolia or, say, a big camellia or something in that order, talk to some of the local tree surgeons or tree guys and ask them if they have a tree spade or access to a tree spade to move that big plant. And if it's a really a beautiful plant, there may be a landscaper that wants it.
It's true.
To put into a landscape somewhere else. And so if you donate it,
you can donate it, yes.
Donate it to him and say, look, you can have my tree if you'll get rid of it. That's another option.
Hey, there's a ton of options. Don't just, you know, start hacking away. We want to see all the options we've got. All right, we got to take a quick break here on The Garden Line. I'm Jenna Barr. If you got a question for Mike Wiggins, please text it in 850-437-1620, or you can call. We'll be right back to get to more of your questions right after this.
The University of West Florida has so much to celebrate this year. I am Nicole Stacy, and I am the president of the UWF Alumni Association. Please join me this year in celebrating the University of West Florida's Homecoming Week. We have events for students, alumni, and our community members, and we would love to see you out supporting our Argos. To learn more about Homecoming 2021, tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel on October 7th at 10:30 when I chat with President Dr. Martha Saunders about this exciting week on campus and in our community. Go Argos!
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Call the independent insurance agents at Beck Partners Insurance, 476-3745, 476-3745.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival is finally here. It begins this Saturday at Bayview Park with team races, kids activities, live music, craft vendors, and food. It's all free all day. More than 100 cars, trucks, and bikes from all decades will be on display at this Saturday's 20th annual Navarre Car, Truck, and Bike Show, plus food, live music, and craft vendors. It's free 8 till 4 at Navarre High School. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Join Running Wild tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why they're the running and fitness experts in Pensacola and Fairhope, specializing in fitting you to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for your unique needs. Running Wild prides themselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions. Tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. And trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the things you love, you must have a pizza ole, baby.
Oh, yeah, we got some Louis Prima in the house
Louis
today.
Prima. Woo! Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
If it starts raining pennies from heaven, you're going to have dead air. We're going to run out there and catch some.
Exactly. Well, I'm waiting for the Carpenters. Rainy Days and Monday Mornings. Still one of my favorite songs.
Look at that.
My friends give me fits because when I tell them I like the Carpenters, they say, you are so old-fashioned.
Really?
But it's still good music. Sorry.
Oh.
It's just the way it is.
My husband and I, we have the Carpenters albums, play it on the record player. What? Are we old-fashioned then?
Oh,
I guess so.
You
know what? I'll take it.
I'll take it. Every time.
Hey, 850-437-1620, text or call. We actually have a call coming in from John in Pensacola. Good morning, John. Welcome to the Garden Line.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning, John.
Hello, Mike. I have a maple tree that I'm having an issue with.
Okay.
It's about 4 years old. It's 4 years old and about 15 feet tall, and it's got a fork, you know, where it branches at about 4 or 5 feet tall. And
right.
One of those branches has died. I assume it's dead. All the leaves have fell off of it, and the bark's starting to come off of it. But the other side looks fine. And I don't know what, should I just cut that side off, or is there something I should do?
Oh, I would cut it off. I don't think there's any question. The only problem with that, and I have a maple tree in my neighborhood, a neighbor has one, that has a fork about 4 feet off, and if I had to cut one of those sides off, it would really disfigure the tree. It would be a little lopsided, if you would. So I hate for you to have to do that. Let me ask you a question. Are the leaves staying on the branches of the maple and turning brown, or are they falling off?
Once they turn brown, then they fall off.
Okay, because sometimes...
So that one side is there.
Okay, well, I would almost say to maybe... I'm really kind of groping here for the right answer because I'm not sure there is one. Maybe cut back that branch, that fork, and just see what happens in the spring. Unless looking at it now, you know it's just as dead as a doornail. If the bark's coming off and all of that, it may just be where you're going to have to cut that side of that fork off. But I sure hate to lose it, because I think that's going to make your tree look a little off-center, if you will. But I don't think there's anything you can do. One thing you've got to ask yourself is what happened. Was it lightning, maybe, that got it? Was it a weed eater that you used around the base? Not you, but somebody used around the base of the tree, because that'll do damage every time. Is it insects, maybe worms, that have started to eat those leaves, and that has caused the problem, which means the tree might come back in the spring? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered here, but I would do everything I could to maybe try to save it. It's going to go dormant here in the next month or so anyway. It's all the leaves are going to come off of it. And if you do a little pruning on that bad side, maybe in the spring you'll see some recovery. And if not, I'd cut it off.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'd go.
Hey, thank you for that, John, so much. Appreciate you. Good luck. And good luck to your maple. I love maple trees.
Red maples are so... It's really one of the... If you're looking for a tree that is going to, one, give you fast growth, that's going to have a nice shape to it, that's going to have a pretty fall color, red maple is good. And there are different type of maples, but you know how to tell if you have a red maple or a silver maple or some those kind. The stem that comes off the leaf, well, believe it or not, is red. And that's how you know you have a red maple, because there are different types of maples.
Oh, how cool is that?
But that's a red maple is the one you want to plant in Pensacola, because it is a basic, when if you're looking for a nice shade tree.
I want a red maple.
Oh, they're great. Now, keep in mind, a lot of people are talking about different things. The Japanese red maple...
Like those,
is
too.
Is a great tree, which has the red all year long. Those are beautiful trees. A much smaller growing tree than the regular red maple. The Latin word for the red maple is ochre rubrum.
Ooh, and that's fancy. Just because,
well, fancy,
I like it.
Fancy and red maple works better. But in any event, it is really a great tree for our area. Of course, if you plant it on the western side of your house, you'll get some shade, which might help give you some energy savings during the summer. And then when it loses its leaves in the winter, you get a little extra heat. So it serves a lot of purpose. But don't plant it so close to the house. You're going to have future problems. Do not plant it underneath Gulf Power lines, because it's going to be a big tree and there's really no way to control it. You need to plant a red maple knowing you're going to have a very, very tall tree.
That is a good idea. I always forget about the maples. We're always like, oh, the live oaks, the water oaks. We talk a lot about them. But a maple is a good option. And, of course, yes, I love a Japanese maple any day of the week.
Oh, they're beautiful.
I would just have trees all over my yard. That's me. Well, it'd just be a forest.
That's right. And you've got, but that's going to give you a lot of shade. And then you're going to have trouble growing grass. You know, that's Pensacola. That's what it is. You have to make some choices.
Exactly. It is kind of a catch-22.
Right.
850-437-1620. We've got some more questions coming in. We got to take another quick break. We will grab your questions and hopefully sneak in one more call before we go to the news.
That's a deal.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Want to find a great steak for dinner? At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a selection of specialty and exotic meats, from choice to Wagyu, competition great briskets, pork, and all the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order, from fine wine to cheese and desserts. And Costello's has boar's head lunch sandwiches from 10 till 5 daily that are delicious. Stop in today for the best meats, top deli items, and that Italian family hospitality. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola. As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back.
Woo!
And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Keep climbing.
It's intercepted. Picked off of the 12-yard line. Nobody is going to catch him. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Florida State.
FSU heads to Chapel Hill to face the North Carolina Tar Heels.
How about them, though? Celebrate. Dance to the war chant.
Kickoff is set for 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. Pre-game coverage begins at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central. Right here on your home for Florida State football.
FSU versus North Carolina, 12:30 Saturday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems.
That's just for you, Mike, right
well,
there, some
thank
carpenters.
You. My friends are all at home rolling their eyes right now. Mrs. Wiggins,
you know what? That's okay.
Rainy
this is your moment.
Monday morning. That's my moment.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, you know what? We're going to go ahead and bring David from Pensacola in. David, we have about a minute to hit your question. Welcome to the Garden Line. What do you need to know from Mike? Good morning, David. You there? All right, we'll try him again in just a moment, but we do have another question. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, this is the one from Ray. Ray says, last week you said to fertilize with a particular fertilizer for St. Augustine grass, and where do you buy it? The first part is easy. You want to fertilize with a fertilizer that has a lot of potash in it. In other words, every fertilizer has three numbers, 888, 150, 15, et cetera, et cetera. The last number needs to be bigger than all the other numbers. I always recommend a 10-5-14, but a lot of people have had trouble finding that in the market. I want you to do this. Go see my friend Larry out of Pensacola Seed and Garden. He has a formula that he puts together that has a lot of potash in it, and he will probably have, I'm sure he has that in stock right now, so that would be a good place to go. Also, if you find a Fertilome dealer, somebody that sells Fertilome products, they make a 10-0-14, I think it is, which is perfect. Principle is you want that potash because that strengthens the roots to get that grass through the winter, but doesn't give it a lot of nitrogen because you don't need that right now. You're not going to get a lot of growth no matter what you do right now. You don't want it because it's going to go dormant. So the potash is what you want. That last number in that three-number formula needs to be larger than the rest.
And outside the rain that we're experiencing, how many weeks do you feel like we have left to get that fertilizer on?
Very, very few. Very few. I always like to do it last part of August, first part of September. So here we are, the first part of October. I would do it this month for
okay.
sure.
Squeeze it in this month.
Squeeze it in this month, absolutely.
Maybe this weekend after the rain subsides.
That would be good. And, of course, your neighbors are going to think you're crazy, because when you put it out, you're going to need to water it in. So when you're out there watering your yard on Saturday after putting out the fertilizer, your neighbors are going to say, hey, if we just had a week of rain, what are you doing?
Listen, don't be selfish. No.
Exactly. But we need to get that fertilizer down into the roots where it works.
Okay.
So about 30 minutes worth of watering would be good.
All right. Very good. Hey, we've got more coming up for you on the Guarded Lineup and the Pensacola Expert Panel. We do enjoy hearing you and seeing your text, 850-437-1620. Let's say good morning to Mark Jacobs in the newsroom.
Morning, Mark.
Morning.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. AstraZeneca has requested emergency use authorization from U.S. regulators for its new treatment to prevent COVID-19 for people who respond poorly to vaccines because of a weakened immune system. The drug maker says the antibody therapy could protect people who do not have a strong enough immune response to COVID vaccines, or to supplement a vaccination course for those, such as military personnel, who need a booster to protect themselves further. There's another side effect of the pandemic. Three of the top 10 women named to Fortune's 2021 Most Powerful Women list run companies in the health sector. CVS Health's CEO Karen Lynch is ranked number one. Ranked number two is Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser, who this year became the first female head of a major Wall Street bank. On Wall Street, stocks have turned sharply higher. The Dow Industrial's up 339 at 34,342. The NASDAQ's up 152. The S&P 500 up 44. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
October the 5th, 1779, a report gained by arrival of a runner from New Orleans. This is News Radio 1620. And now, also on FM 92.3. Our headline is that officials in Madrid have announced that a treaty has been signed between Bourbon France and Bourbon Spain for the Spanish house to join with France in war against Great Britain. Our messenger reports that this word arrived days ago in New Orleans, where General Bernardo de Galvez has, as we've reported before, sought to take action to regain all of Florida for Spain. This Spanish decision has been to ally with France, but not specifically with the American colonists, though Spain will probably continue to provide arms and funds for the Americans' war against Great Britain. Now, here in Pensacola, Governor Peter Chester and General Sir John Campbell commented today that this news is not unexpected, and that this word will hasten the work to complete our Fort George, preparing for a stout defense should an attack come. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah! Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on?
Well.
There was a splishing and a splash.
I never thought that Bobby Darin would show up in the studio, but yeah. It's sure nice to have him.
Hey, we're splishing and splashing outside today, so Bobby Darin can come and help us through this rain on the Garden Line. 850-437-1620. Let's get to Nathan in Nathan. Gulf Breeze. Good morning, Nathan. Welcome
Nathan,
to the
morning.
Garden Line.
Hey, good morning. Appreciate you taking my call again. I'm a frequent caller here. Whenever I got an issue, I turn to you guys on Tuesday morning.
Well, we appreciate you calling, Nathan. What's up?
So I've called in before about my banana tree. So that's my first question. Then I'll have a second question for you about bamboo. But first question, the banana tree that I have is huge. And I think last year it got frozen, so it's under a regrowth period. I think you said it takes 2 years to regrow completely and then be able to produce fruit.
That's correct.
Is there anything that I could actually do this year to actually maybe cut it back so that it'll actually grow hardier next year and then produce the fruit?
Well,
it's so big right now that I don't even think I have a king-size sheet that'll go over it if it freezes.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're at the mercy of Mother Nature. You really do need, in my opinion, and what I understand, 2 full years of growth to produce bananas. So it's so big, I don't know how you're going to protect it to get it through the winter. I really don't. But, you know, maybe, though, who knows? We may have the mildest winter ever. If that's the case, you're in business. You're going to be fine. You don't have to do anything. But if we have a freeze or even a hard, hard frost, you may have to cut it back. And if you do cut it back, you can cut it almost all the way back. And it'll put on that new growth next year and be very healthy and probably grow bigger than it did this year. But if you need those bananas, you might want to just hope for a mild winter. One thing I would do, just maybe it might make a little bit of difference, get you a bale of pine straw and just mulch that around that banana plant with pine straw and kind of keep it watered. That might help it get through a very mild winter, because that pine straw is going to kind of keep it mulched, or keep it warm, if you will. That's probably not the horticultural way to put it. But anyway, put the pine straw around there. That might help keep it from dying back from the cold. But if we have a freeze, I think it's all over. You're going to have to kind of start over. But you can cut it back then. Anyway, that's
okay.
The banana story, I think. Good
that's
luck.
That's great. Now, that's kind of what I had in mind. Besides the pine straw, I was kind of thinking about that. I just didn't know if I could actually cut it back really far. And it'll still come back just as good this year, or the next year, I mean, or if it's going to cause it to not produce fruit because I cut it back so far.
I think that's the case, Nathan. I believe if you've cut it back, you're going to have to go through that two-year cycle again.
Okay. And then the next question I got for you is bamboo. We would like to put up bamboo along one of our fences. We've got a privacy issue that we'd like to take care of, and... So I'm just wondering, do you think it would be a good idea to actually make a cement trough, like maybe 2 feet deep by maybe 2 foot wide, just make a cement trough in the ground, maybe a thick foot thick or something like that, the cement, to keep it contained? Or what would you recommend?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I hear you. My knee-jerk reaction to that is that concrete is not going to help. If you put in traditional bamboo, which is, one, it's beautiful, but two, it will eventually come up in your living room. I'm telling you, that stuff is almost impossible to stop. Now, you can buy clump bamboo that historically, the story has been that it will not send out those roots, you know, everywhere like the traditional bamboo will. But you've got to be sure that's what you buy, if that's what you want to use, because if you get the wrong stuff and you get that bamboo that grows and gets mature, boy, getting rid of it is nigh impossible. It really is. I would almost recommend that you use something else. Bamboo, as I say, it really looks good. And you know what else is good for? It's good for noise reduction. In other words, if you live near a busy highway, a busy road, and you have a full hedge of bamboo, that bamboo will reduce that noise. But you've got to live with the consequences of putting in bamboo with it just running everywhere and coming up everywhere. So I would be very careful with that. But insofar as
you're just looking for something as a
no, I understand
fast grower that would yeah.
Right. I tell you what I would consider if I were you. Consider Iliagnus. Have you ever looked at, you know what Iliagnus is? It has kind of a gray leaf and a lot of little spots on the bottom of the leaf. Iliagnus has been used over the years in many landscapes, but the Department of Transportation has used Iliagnus over the years to plant in the center of interstates because it puts up with dry, hot weather and just doesn't seem to affect it. It's a relatively fast grower. You really have to keep it pruned if you want to keep it under control. But that might be another option for you. I would look into Iliagnus because it really is a great plant. But, boy, it will send out these long tendrils, these long branches. And honestly, a lot of your florist folks will use those long branches as in flower arrangements. But Iliagnus is a bulletproof plant that I think might be a good substitute for bamboo.
Okay, that's great advice. Thank you.
You bet. Good luck.
Yes, Nathan, thank you for calling. Keep us updated on that. We always love to hear those updates. Hey, we've got David from Pensacola on the line. David, good morning.
Morning, David.
Good morning. Good morning. I have a question that's golf breeze related also. Situation I've got is an area of a yard. It's beside a swimming pool. It's about 30 to 40 feet in diameter, that splotches of grass, sections, pieces of grass, maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet in diameter, are dying all over this area. The center of that area once had a an orange tree, a satsuma tree, that was maybe 12 feet tall, and it started dying off, sections of it. And we actually sent some sticks and some of the soil to up there in the Florida Agricultural Center,
right,
up by Chipley.
Exactly.
And,
yes, that's where you sent soil samples.
They said it. Yes, yes, uh-huh. We actually sent pieces of the tree and some of the soil,
right,
shifted to them.
What'd
and they
say?
Came back and said it's got a fungus.
Right.
There's a fungus, and they gave a name of it and said to do this and this. Well, it didn't do any good. And we also went to the Santa Rosa Agricultural Center as well over there in Milton.
Yeah, they're good.
But anyway, what it amounts to now is there's sections of this grass around where this tree was that is dying. You know, what the heck can we do? Just dig up a foot deep and replace the soil? Or what?
Well, I say...
Don't know exactly what direction to take.
Right, I understand. Well, it sounds to me like you may have a fungus in this grass. You know, obviously you had the tree problem. Did you send to send to Chipley some of your soil? In other words, are a sample for them to look to diagnose whether you had fungus in the grass, or take a piece of it?
This was 2 years ago.
I understand. Here's what I would do. Considering your history with the tree having its problems, take a square right on the edge of one of the spots that contains the damaged grass in the spot and good grass adjacent to it, and run that up to your extension service in Milton and let them look at that and maybe possibly send that off to Chipley to see if we are dealing with a fungus problem. Now, I tend to think the folks in Milton, who I've worked with them for years, are very, very good. They should be able to diagnose this for you. Because there are different types of fungus. And what kind of grass is it? What kind of grass are we dealing with? Is it St. Augustine or centipede?
I believe it's St. Augustine.
Okay, and that makes sense, because St. Augustine is the grass that has had all the fungus problems in Pensacola. And that's why a lot of people have said, I'm never going to plant it anymore. I'm going to plant zoysia or centipede because of it's called Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus. But there are different types of fungus out there, and I would run, since you've got a relationship and you know where they are and all that, I'd run that over to the extension service and let them look at it. But my guess is you've got a fungus in that grass, and if it's St. Augustine, quite honestly, you can treat it. You can put a fungicide on there, but it's very hard to control, and in some cases very hard to save that grass.
What's the most fungus capable grass, I guess, is not a, what could withstand fungus? Which grass?
I would go with a zoysia, would be my first choice. Second choice, I'd go with centipede.
I see. Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much.
Well, good luck. Let us know what they say, okay? We'd like to know how this turns out for you.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye, David. Thank you so much. 850-437-1620. Get those questions in. It's 9:46 here on the Garden Line.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Hey Gulf Coast, come on out and join us for the second annual bike show and benefit ride sponsored by Messengers of the Cross organization, supporting the needs of those affected by the events of the last few years. Bike registration begins at 8 a.m. General admission is free and opens to the public at 10 with live music, vendors, bounce houses, and good food. That's Saturday, October 9th at the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church Pavilion located at 8351 Hickory Hammock Road in Milton.
Hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 will be here for you. We'll preempt normal programming whenever it's needed. Remember, A1 Small Engines, your local steel provider, wants your steel chainsaw in for a checkup now. Don't be caught without your steel equipment. Are you ready? Your local steel dealer is A1 Small Engines with two locations in Cantonment and Pace. News Radio 92.3 Steel and A1 Small Equipment are here for you.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here on the Garden Line, I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your calls, your questions, and it doesn't have to do with the rain. I brought you a little Glee today. That was Glee. I introduced Mike to some Glee, and he really liked it.
Oh, I a little different than Gene Kelly.
It is very different. I'm not going to lie. I still love Gene Kelly most. Yeah. Nothing can beat Gene Kelly any day.
That's right. We still... You know, are open to new things here on the Garden Line. We still like the Carpenters, but we'll go with the Glee version.
You know what? I feel like we're taking everybody on a ride, and they're just along for it. They sign up for it, and I thought that that was something a little bit peppier for our rainy morning. 850-437-1620. Hey, okay, they're texting, and they like the music, so
what, Mike?
And they love the Carpenters. We'll have to play the Carpenters more.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that you said you had a few things to share. Why don't we use the next 5 minutes? And, of course, you can always text in 850-437-1620 with your questions.
Right. I want to refer everybody who gets the newspaper to look in the, what they call it, the Breathe section this morning, where they talk about a luscious Royale Cosmo Lantana. And the reason I brought that up, I wanted to send people there, this is a newer variety of Lantana. They named it Cosmo because it means peaceful and harmonious system. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Anyway, it is an award winner. It brings on hummingbirds, it brings butterflies, and it will grow in Zone 9. And the reason I really believe what they're saying here in this article is I've mentioned before, but as you plan your plantings even into next spring, I planted this last spring some dwarf lantana, yellow. And I have to tell you, it's one of the most successful plants I've got. It seems to be getting more and more beautiful as the cooler weather comes. And it's really thrived in all this rain also. But it is a beautiful yellow. This particular Cosmo Lantana has got magenta and purple and yellow-orange highlights. It's a beautiful plant. One problem when you read about these in the newspaper or in any literature online, if you will, is sometimes is there's a period of time between when you read about these new varieties and when you're able to buy them in your local garden center. It just takes time for them to catch up and plant them and develop them and that type of thing. But keep this one in mind. Lantana, which can get a little bit out of hand, but the dwarf lantana, but that dwarf lantana I planted kind of stayed compact, only grew, maybe a foot and a half. And I think this Royal Cosmo lantana is just another great choice of a shorter growing lantana. Keep in mind now, that is full sun. It can take some dry weather. It's just a great plant for our area, but just be sure you get the right kind.
Oh, they can kapow and start just springing. It's
absolutely
crazy. But they're beautiful.
Oh, they are beautiful, and they really are, and have all the multicolors. And this article says, and I don't know how exactly this works, they say from the morning to the evening, some of the colors on the blooms will change. That's an interesting thing that I need to look into a little bit more to see exactly how that works.
That's all right.
That's interesting.
I love the lantanas. They're beautiful. And yes, everyone's chiming in that it was a very nice article today in the Pensacola News Journal, of course. And hey, yeah, highlighting the gardens, the beautiful garden on the Garden Line Day.
Exactly.
I know what they're doing.
And turn the page on that news journal, and it's got the headline is Perennials to Dazzle Your Cool Season Containers. Everything from, I love the names of some of these things, the Goldilocks Creeping Jenny, the Lemon Cool Sedum, the Argan Japanese Sweet Flag, the Burgundy Glow Ajuga.
No, they're pulling our leg now.
These are great plants, some of which they show you for your cool season containers, but I think some of these are going to be at best perennials and maybe some even annuals if we have a cold snap. So it will just be mainly for your fall container. I don't think they're going to stay that pretty during the winter. Not all of them, but the one I do like here, and this is one, we're going to go through this one of these days on the Garden Line. I've got a whole list of plants for the shade. We talk about sun plants all the time, but that ajuga is one of the best.
Ajuga. Is that like ajuga whale?
I don't think so, but we're going to talk about ajuga and akuba one of these days.
Ajuga and akuba.
Because they're two different plants.
We need to come up with a song for that. That is amazing.
Oh,
are you
does,
kidding
yeah.
me?
I think Sergio Mendes did that one time, if you want to know the truth about it.
That is so good.
Exactly.
Hey, we're about to take a quick break, but real quick before we hop into our break, can you trim back, prune some azaleas this time of year?
That is a great question. As a matter of fact, I wanted to talk about that, and we've run out of time. Yes and no. If you have, let's say you have an azalea hedge across the front of your house, and this time of year you've got a lot of little shoots coming up, of course, you can kind of trim it off, give it a haircut, very thin pruning. It won't hurt the plant, but what you've done is you've lost a little bit of color. But quite frankly, who cares? You've got this whole hedge that's going to bloom in the spring, and cutting off those little, and I call them, and some of my good friends in the business may say, Mike, that's the wrong term. I kind of call them water shoots that are coming up. They may have a few buds on them, but so what? You're going to have enough blooms to enjoy next spring. But you want your azalea hedge or your azalea to look nice, to look pruned and tailored and landscaped, if you will, for the fall and for the winter. So yes and no, you can cut them back a little bit, not deep pruning. You won't hurt the plant at all, but you will lose a few blooms, because remember now, those blooms have been set since July. So yes, you can do that if you like. It won't hurt the plant at all.
Okay, very good. Hope that answered your question. I know it did. You got a couple options there. We're going to take a quick break here before we wrap up on the Garden Line.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Joe Biden wants one of the biggest tax increases ever. Now, experts warn these massive tax increases will wreck the economy.
This week, Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith warn of Biden's tax madness. Each week, Spicer and Company talks to the experts so you can protect your money. Watch Sean Spicer every evening on Newsmax. Find it on every major cable system, most streaming services, or download the smartphone app now. Watch Spicer and Company and Newsmax for the news you need to know.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coast Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If there's one place you don't want to get rushed, it's when you're at the doctor. Quality time is the key to quality health care. With VIP care, it's not an in-and-out 15-minute once-over in the exam room. You get time with your doctor to get the best treatment. And VIP care is all about prevention, too. They want to help you get healthy and stay healthy. You really are a VIP.
Better health. It's about time.
VIP care.
In Pensacola on Davis Highway, Fine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway. In Milton on Caroline Street.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
It's 9:58 here on the Garden Line. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Mike, we've gone up and down in all of our emotions today.
We really have, and we end up with them.
Some Buffalo Springfield. Oh yeah.
Children of the 60s, no doubt about it.
That is for sure, I will say.
For sure, no question.
Hey, what do we have to look forward to next week on the Garden Line?
Well, next week we're going to have to go through some of these things we need to do in the fall, like ryegrass, buying roses, buying bulbs, what annuals should we plant. Maybe let's go into our what shade plants we need to landscape with during the winter. Anyway, a lot of stuff to talk about next week.
Perfect. All right, tune in every Tuesday for the Garden Line at 9, and stay tuned for Winning with Mainstay Financial with Bob Burgi.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.